2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. Oh my God! It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
I've missed all of them this week until now. Well, all two of them.
Yeah. Today's
Can
only
I get
Wednesday.
A whoop whoop?
I know.
Can I get a
You know the original lyrics to this song, yeah?
What are they?
It's can I get a fuck you?
Tuba? Yeah,
two these. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead, Scary, finish the lyrics.
Expletive.
Damn.
There's Froggy, there's Gandhi, there's Scary, there's Scuddy B sucking down a big old banana.
No, oh,
he's practicing for
no,
his OnlyFans page.
No, it's already half eaten. I can't put up this part in my mouth.
The blunt part? Oh, you need the pointy part.
That takes practice. And there's Danielle and there's Dave Brody in the den. Hi, Dave Brody.
Brody. Oh, I like that color shirt on you.
You guys and all then, wore that color.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Where is straight Nate?
He's on the phone.
On the phone and the other outside. Yeah.
Doesn't he know we're doing a show?
No.
Hey, Elvis.
Okay. Yes.
Danielle just said she loves this color on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
are we waiting?
My family hates this color on me. I'm not allowed to wear it.
What?
I'm only wearing it because there's no one to see me this early in the morning. And
what
so
is
I
going
put
on,
but I'm not allowed to wear red or maroon. Because
why?
Of my coloring and my freckles, they say it clashes terribly.
I think it looks great on you.
Well, I like Danielle's opinion better right now.
No, I think it looks really, I think it looks great. I think you look good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll let them know that.
Not that
I'll
we matter.
Who said it?
Oh, there's Nate. Nate, where were you? Who were you talking to?
Oh, I was making a doctor's appointment.
Oh. For which doctor?
My allergist.
Which doctor? You're
okay.
A witch doctor?
Oh, a witch doctor. And there's Gate. I'm sorry, Garrett.
Gate.
Am I gay Garrett now?
I was thinking of Garrett and Nate. Gate. There's Garrett. Hi, Garrett.
Hello.
You're a gate American.
All right, well, this is my first day here this week. I'm so excited. So you guys take over. I'll watch.
Shouldn't it be the other way around since it's your first day here? What have you brought to the table?
I brought everything to the table all day today. Well, actually, I took your ideas and made them my own.
Well, he has given birth to us.
According to a text message, Elvis, you sounded like Fran Drescher today. They hope you're okay.
How?
What?
Where?
I'm a little stopped up.
Yeah, you got a little stuffy nose. I don't know how that makes you sound like an old Jewish woman, but somehow it does, so.
Hey, well, what are you going to do? Thanks, I guess.
Anybody want to play more Pyramid? Froggy?
Oh, my God, I love to.
Yeah. I'll try again.
Yeah.
Because I actually didn't do terrible this time.
No, you actually did pretty well.
You did well, Froggy. We're very proud of
well,
you.
Well,
you had so many Z words.
Let's go. Let's do it.
But how can we play in the room if we can all see the...
Well, I think it's just kind of... Kind of fun to see how somebody reacts,
well,
right?
Well, if you also, if you hold it up above the screen, Scary, well, Garrett, Nate, myself,
oh, that's good.
Scotty, yeah, we can all give clues to the people who cannot see it.
Very good point.
Email us.
Look at that.
See?
Email us.
Yeah, but then that kills the chance of me sounding like a fucking idiot. And last time all I could say was zebra.
But that's what they want. Don't you not realize how these people play?
Yeah,
they want you to look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, Frog, you're falling right into the trap. Like you are on a high right now, and now the opportunity for you to go back down to where you were before the game is at hand now.
I feel like Elvis was about to say something.
No, I'm just trying to get the game started, but everyone was like,
I don't have a whole hell of a lot of clues left, so we'll have to
try us.
I'll have to dig into something else here. Okay, so all right. So who wants to play? Who wants to give some clues?
I'll give clues.
I'll play too.
Sure.
No, you can't play if you're in the room.
No, we would
give
the clues
because
we could see it over the head.
Okay. You can't guess if you're in the room.
Yeah. So I'm going to mix these in with some other ones. So,
okay.
Do we want to do a timer?
Yeah, I got a timer here.
Okay. So who's going to be guessing for you, Gandhi?
I don't know. Who wants to guess my clues?
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Elvis and I, let's do it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
You can't, not at the screen. You're going to do it above.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So here we go.
Pumpkins, hay bales,
Halloween things.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Okay.
A razor, an apple, a penny, a toothbrush.
Things in your bathroom.
We'll pass that
things
one.
You find in your candy box.
Oh, kind
your
of.
Candy bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, in an apple.
John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy.
Kids, a serial killer.
Yes. Toilet papering someone's house, ringing and running. Okay.
Oh!
Shit that Danielle does.
That goes down on Saturday. yesterday, the night before Halloween.
All right. Gandhi, was that clue shitty things you get when you trick or treat?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it was crap okay. you get
so
when
the
you
first one was
a razor blade.
Yeah.
All right. Shit.
The first one was Halloween decorations, then things you don't want to get while trick or treating.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Of course, you got serial killers right on the nose. Easy. And then the last one was pranks you pull when you don't get a treat.
Oh, no. See, that would be Devil's Night. That's the night before. Oh,
nobody knows what that is, Dan.
No. And they also put whole sentences that you have to read.
Exactly.
So listen,
so ridiculous.
I did the shorter ones during the show today.
Who wants to give... Who wants
I gotta tell
guess?
You, it's not it's easy. Scary. It's not easy to guess. It's okay. it's a very difficult place.
I'll give clues to somebody.
I'll do it, Brody.
Brody.
Okay. All right. So these are no longer Halloween. I ran out of Halloween. Okay. So
this will go well.
So it'll still work. So let me turn my camera this way, and you're gonna be running your own buzzer. So
I got
you
it.
Hit the button.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Silent Night, Deck the Halls.
You can see it. You can see it on the screen.
Start over.
You can see it. You can see the word Christmas.
Lift it up.
All right, I'll lift it up higher. All right, here we go. Ready?
I clearly saw the word Christ.
Okay. Ready? And Nevada, Nebraska, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Words that start with the letter N.
No. Kansas, Missouri.
States that start with N.
No, stop it.
Pass.
Monopoly, Scrabble, Trouble.
Board games.
Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson.
Former presidents.
No.
People on the dollar bill.
Grant. God damn it.
Oh my gosh, Scary. You're so
overthinking it.
So aggressive.
You named presidents on money.
Well,
you did.
Yeah.
That's that right. was what
people,
it was.
People on U.S.
money.
People on money.
I said that.
He said it at the end. He did say it at the end.
Said give me the dinner on that.
What was the state one that you fucked up?
U.S. states.
The states.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? The thing is, you said all states would start with the letter N, and
yes.
I can see
thank
how
you, Elvis.
But then I went into Oklahoma and Kansas
I did
Missouri.
Hear Kansas and Connecticut. I heard them.
I appreciate the ends. Hand gestures. The hand gestures that Scary was trying to
I'm
describe.
Sorry.
I love how particular Brody gets. He's a Christmas carols in the tune of G.
Did you get Christmas?
I am loving this. I'm not the Christmas suckiest carols. One
did
anymore.
Hold on.
You got
time
three.
For Danielle to play.
No, yes, it is.
I'm out of clues. I'm out of clues. Hang on.
Just write some real quickly.
Give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll come up with a couple more. Hang on.
Do the Halloween one.
So if that's the case.
Or just make them up as you go. I'll know what the answer is, and I'll give you clues.
So then whoever's guessing has to turn around.
Ready, Danielle? Red, green, orange, pink.
Colors.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Oldsmobile.
Cars.
Studebaker.
Cars that are no longer on the road.
Manufactured.
So wait, hold on. So Nate will hold it up to the camera for Danielle, but somebody's got to turn around to guess because the rest of you are going to see the clues as well.
Well, no, then I'll just guess.
Or Scotty or Garrett can give her the clues. Yeah,
Scotty.
They're both here.
I have a better idea. For Danielle, since she never can get them right, just hold it up to the screen and she'll read what's on the paper.
Yes, please. Do it that way.
I always say I want to do this so badly with my sister, anything that has to do with guessing, because the two of us have a very similar brain. So I can say things that she would absolutely know what I'm thinking, even though nobody else would. And I think we would be able to game the system of all these game shows, but we'll see.
This right. game makes me feel like the biggest dumbass out
You're
there.
You're not.
So. No.
Hey, okay, do you remember that show called Password?
Yeah.
And what they would do, it would be two people playing against each other, and then on the screen, it would clearly say the word that one
umbrella.
Contestant was trying to get. Yeah, it would say
the
umbrella.
Password is umbrella. That's how
it would say umbrella. And then the guy would go, he'd have to do clues. The thing you put above your head when it rains. And I would sit there in front of my mom and dad and scream out the words that are printed on the screen. Umbrella. Yeah. Car wash.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad were amazed at how smart I was. And I explained to them, you know, they write it right there on the screen.
Right there.
That's funny.
I feel like a dumbass in my house more and more every day because my kids are so smart with math. I am so bad. You guys know that. Yesterday, they were like, Mom, what's this problem? And then they were throwing all these things out at me. I looked at them. I'm like, are you kidding me? Who the hell do you think you're talking to? They were like, Ma, it's so easy. I'm like, it's easy for your brain. Mommy's brain, 2 + 2, sometimes confuses me.
You know, let's not,
you know, seriously.
We should try to get on Family Feud as a family. Like,
oh,
a celebrity.
I love it.
That would be great.
Oh, that would be awesome. Celebrity Total Family okay. Feud.
Like radio shows.
Only, Scotty, yep. Only if we could, when someone gives a bad answer, we can actually go, that's a stupid answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you
go, good answer, when it's
good
stupid.
Answer.
Are they told to always say good
yeah.
answer?
Yeah. 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 And you're yeah. supposed to dance and jump up and down yeah. and look yeah. nuts. My family would no. never make it on there because so, they would just stand.
Nate
yeah.
has some more clues for somebody to play for yeah. somebody else.
Is he all done?
You got a lot, right? I think you're good. I think you're good.
I think we're good.
All right.
Scotty, you good?
Sure.
Scotty B is going to give clues to who?
Danielle?
Come on, Scotty.
Can you see him from over there, Scotty?
Nate's going to hold him right up to you.
Are you writing a marker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wrote a pencil.
Okay.
Really screwed Are you over. Sure? Get your glasses on?
I don't need glasses.
I do.
Just make sure you just hold it high.
Yeah, all right.
High.
I'm going to turn my camera.
Gandhi's got the dinger.
You guys take forever. Can't you just do it?
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah. Am I the only one that hears that you guys just going on and on and on? Just do it.
All right.
Come on, we're ready for the action.
Here we go.
McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried
Fast
Chicken.
Food chain.
Yeah. Juice, Jerk, July, Jewelry.
Things that start with J.
Yeah.
Words that start with J.
Albany, Tallahassee, Topeka, Sacramento, Trenton.
I don't know.
God damn it, pass. Cookie Crisp.
Cereal types.
Yes. The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean.
Oceans? The big bodies of water?
Yeah, you gotta give it to her.
Give it to her.
That was great.
After the buzz, but...
Wow.
That was state capitals, Danielle.
I was, you know what I was listening to? I'm sitting there going, wait, do they all start with the same letter? Let me think of that first.
State
that's
capitals
what,
is
that's
hard.
What Nate gives a lot, like things that start with whatever.
Froggy, was I right? It's Tallahassee, right?
It is Tallahassee. Yeah, you're right.
Nice. Yep.
Look at you.
Wait, what was the large body of water thing?
It was bodies of water.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
I got that. What's up now, bitches? Okay.
Third quarter.
Very good.
You got more?
What am I, a fucking
dance
machine?
Monkey.
Come on, do it.
Dance.
Jesus
dance. Christ. All right, give me a second, all right?
Oh, my God.
So we were talking about math. My son is in first grade. He comes home. He goes, Dad, we got something wrong. So he's learning about units of measure. So he had to draw a picture, and he decided to draw balloons. So he drew 5 balloons. And then in the box next to it goes, put the number of units. So me thinking the number of units would be 5 balloons, I go, all right, well, how many balloons? He goes, 5. I go, write that. He goes, Dad, you got it wrong. I go, what am I supposed to write? You're supposed to write balloons in the box instead of units.
Whatever. Oh. You know what? Has anyone noticed who has kids that they teach kids very differently now?
Yeah, like, I can't help them.
If they come home and ask me a question, I will teach them the way I learned. But it's, no, I'm so sorry. We can't write that on the piece of paper because that's wrong. I go, but that's how we learned it. Well, that's not how they teach it anymore. And so they'll mark it as wrong, even if it's the right answer, which is so crazy to me.
I used to think math was a universal language until I realized how they teach it differently in different places. And then I was like, oh, okay, I guess it's not as universal as I thought.
Yeah.
If you want another game to make you feel stupid, or at least playing with my dad feels stupid, you guys ever play Wits and Wagers?
Never.
No, what's that?
It is such a great game. It asks you the most irrelevant trivia facts, gives you the most irrelevant trivia facts, and you have to give it back an answer. So how fast does the fastest elevator in the world go? And you have to, based on the category, make a little wager, and whoever gets closest gets everything on the table.
Oh, cool.
My dad knows everything about everything. It's so irritating. I don't know how he does it, but he knows all the answers, so I don't want to play with him ever.
Him and Nate. Him and Nate should play.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Well, we're out of time.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
We're done?
All right. Guess that's it.
It's been nice being with you.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.